Welcome to Otsego, a town built by water. If you look at the Otsego site in your tour booklet, you can see that this is a town with a special history. Let's hear more about Otsego from Ryan Weber and Ed Goodsell.
When you're looking at Otsego's history, you have to realize that because of the river and because of its early settlement and development and its centrality to the main road which led from Kalamazoo to Grand Rapids, there were a lot of possibilities. Again, people came here to set up their businesses, to farm here, and naturally Otsego became this central point where they would do their business and take their grain to be milled or whatever. So along the riverfront, in Otsego especially, there were a lot of industries. There was sawmills, grist mills. There was a chair factory that began in the 1870s and was very successful for many years. A hoe factory. This hoe factory was right there next to the chair factory and, again, was very successful before they moved to Kalamazoo in the 1880s. But a lot of things were happening, and it was because of the river. And I think that's what led George Bardeen here. He was an experienced administrator in a paper mill in Kalamazoo in 1886. He was visiting several possible sites along the Kalamazoo River to eventually, hopefully, build a new paper mill. When he visited the Otsego site, that site happened to be the only site during that very wet and rainy spring. It wasn't flooded. Since it was the only dry spot, that had a lot to do with his favor in picking this site for the eventual Bardeen paper mill. The Bardeen paper mill came in 1887. Eventually, Bardeen built two more mills, Bardeen number one, Bardeen number two, and then finally Bardeen number three. And they were all located in the general vicinity of the downtown North Farmer Street Bridge area. Bardeen two was built, I believe, in 1894, Bardeen three in turn of the century, that period. And then, eventually, that led to the creation of four more paper mills. So at one time, in Otsego's history, this small town had seven paper mills.
Well, I graduated from high school in June 1928, and I was too young to work in the mill. I was 17. But when I was 18, my dad came home and suggested that I go down to the mill and get a job. At that time, you didn't argue with your dad, and so I went down and got a job. I didn't intend to stay, and 40 years later, I got out of there. I earned 40 cents an hour. If I worked 6 9-hour days, I made $21.60, and that was important money in 1928. Groceries were cheap according to today's standards. We paid $5 a week for an apartment. And rent and groceries was just about all we had to pay out of that. I didn't have any life insurance at that time. Had no car. Had no entertainment. I don't remember going to movies. Finally, it just got so... It was a long, cold winter. And we decided that it would make living a little bit easier and more pleasant if we had a radio. And I went down and talked with a man that had a store that sold radios, and I told him I had no money for down payment and I might be able to pay him 50 cents a week. He had me pick out what I wanted and agreed to those terms. I don't remember signing any papers, whatever. And I'm tempted to believe that that radio saved our marriage.
Thanks, folks. Otsego has a walking tour with copies of the guidebook available at the library. So please park your car and stay a while if you can. Otsego is a great place to shop and visit. If you're ready to move on, check the location of your next site. The tour route markers will help guide your way.